Allendale is now a community of exclusion, not inclusion. And until that statue comes down, that's how it will remain.
Remove the racist Confederate statue. Those are the words that read on Allendale community's latest protest, a billboard sitting just east of the Grand River on M45. The words leave little to question of its maker's motives after months of ongoing conversation with the township board members and opposing residents. The statue, which sits inside Allendale Community Park, features one Union and one Confederate soldier standing back to back. Below them, a slave child at their feet, reaching for freedom. After a series of protests, counter-protests, and heated township meetings, the board voted to keep the statue in late June and created a diverse advisory committee to oversee changes that could be made. Phoebe Risk is a Grand Valley State University student and member of Allendale for Equality, the group funding the billboard. She says the organization has been frustrated by the quality of conversations with board members, which has included adding a plaque to the statue.
The committee and the plaque, these are all just small ways to skirt the real issue. The board doesn't want to take a stance because they know that it's going to change things once they do. But that's what this community needs. It needs change. The billboard was not meant to divide our community. It was meant to engage people, ask them to look inward, complete some introspection, and ask themselves, is this really what I want Allendale to look like?
Allendale Township Supervisor Adam Ellenboss didn't have a comment on the billboard, but told WGVU in a statement, quote, "The direction from the township board was to receive input from a committee, and that has not changed. The purpose of the committee is to include a range of voices from our community, not just the loudest ones." The billboard has since been taken down, risk citing a property battle. I'm Kylie Ambu.